The Department of Injustice doesn't fear violating your constitutional rights. We know this because, well, we've seen it played out with January 6th defendants. Repeatedly, the DOJ has gone after these J6 defendants, and they don't give a damn about their constitutional rights. Because, well, no one's stepping in. Here in Florida, we have the most January 6th defendants, of course. And, well, our public elected officials are quiet about the whole issue. They don't really want to speak up. Because, well, to them, January 6th is kind of just a white trash issue, and so they don't want involvement. That's how it's seen in the political world, and I can attest to that. I've heard that said behind closed doors. And, well, when you reach out for comment on all these issues, you hear from no one. Here in the state of Florida, my Attorney General Ashley Moody, well, she's another one who has kind of gone silent on the issue. Ashley Moody pretends to be a pusher for freedom, a pusher for the American people, but she likes to play it safe. Ashley Moody is somebody who, well, has been silent as the DOJ sends the FBI ripping off the front doors of Floridians for misdemeanor offenses. And, well, I tried repeatedly talking to her office about the issues, but I don't hear from them. These J6ers have had their civil rights violated repeatedly. The list is endless. But if you reach out to our Attorney General, you'll hear nothing from her. But it wasn't always that way. Attorney General Ashley Moody was interested at one point, well, her office was, in defending January 6th defendants, those who were maybe charged with a misdemeanor in Washington, D.C., had a magistrate judge in Washington, D.C. sign off on it, and then, well, their homes here in Florida raided by the FBI. That sparked her interest. She was interested in becoming a pusher and making sure that, well, people like Jeremy Brown have their day in court justifiably heard, his story heard. That's one of the big issues. It wasn't just him, it was J.D. Rivera, and the list goes on. Now, I know this because back in November of last year, Ashley Moody's top official sat down with a journalist and had an interview with him regarding his reporting on January 6th. They were interested in going over how the Department of Justice committed perjury during one of the most high-profile trials, which included several Floridians. When he detailed and showed his evidence, they were interested in pushing back on several cases. They asked that journalist to keep his mouth shut as they tried to play things out. Now, listen, I've known this for quite some time. I have kept my mouth shut on the issue. But the only reason why I'm speaking out now, because, well, this was back in November of last year. Ashley Moody has done nothing since then. We've repeatedly reached out to her office, and so have others. And, well, you get nothing back in response. They're ghosting us. But it's not just me. It's people like Steve Baker, who they haven't responded to, Julie Kelly, and others. So why are they all of a sudden ghosting us? Well, it's an issue I personally have taken up because the rights of Americans need to be defended. Now, whether you don't think that your department has a right to investigate the DOJ, that's interesting because, well, Democrats never play it like that. Democrats will do anything. They will create any type of document they need to go after their opposition. And that is the reason why we are losing in our country. Republicans are losers. And that's just the harsh reality that many of you have already understood. You get it. They don't want to push back. They don't give a damn about Floridians and their personal rights and civil rights. They don't care. It's a white trash issue. They don't respect us. They think that, well, let the DOJ do whatever they want. But they don't stop. The Department of Justice will never stop. They will come after all of us. Because I don't like what you have to say. So repeatedly, I continue to reach out to Ashley Moody's office and I get nothing back, which is interesting because, as many of you know, I used to work over at Fox News, Fox Business. And well, when Ashley Moody's office wanted to get on camera and highlight all the incredible work she was doing here in the state of Florida, I got phone calls. And I have to tell you, those phone calls probably came twice a month, at least. She wanted her people to push her on to all of her Fox shows. She played it safe. She, you know, reached topics like fentanyl and other topics here, which are important. But there's nothing more important than defending the Constitution. And that's something that we need to drive home here. Ashley Moody wants to play it safe, but she also has political aspirations. She, like so many, wants to run for governor eventually. Those are just rumors, of course. But we all know that she has political aspirations. But as you see here, we are still arresting Floridians for attending a rally in Washington, D.C. nearly or over 3 years later. And so what is Ashley Moody going to do about it? Well, the answer is nothing. The Department of Justice can just sit here and completely violate your constitutional rights, and there's not a single politician who will defend them. It's a federal issue, they'll tell you. We can't do anything about it. But that's a difference, folks. That's a difference. You know, President Donald Trump right now is the victim of lawfare from all different angles. And it's because Democrats don't give a damn. Who's going to challenge them? No one. That's the reality. No one challenges Democrats. Nobody pushes back. And so for people like Ashley Moody, well, she's just going to keep playing it safe. She's going to talk about the safe topics, maybe a little bit of, you know, retail theft she'll talk about. She'll talk about a little bit of fentanyl. She'll talk a little bit about illegal migration. But she won't talk about defending your rights. She won't talk about defending the rights of Americans right now who are having the DOJ target them. They have no resources. They had completely been bankrupt in this state. And not a single Floridian politician wants to stand up and say something about it. Now, listen, it's not just J6ers that they're going after. The Department of Justice also announced just a couple of weeks ago that they were opening a federal red flag center to go after law-abiding Americans and take away their guns. And what happened? Well, nothing. We heard nothing from our attorney general. Is she going to file a lawsuit? Well, I reached out and asked. I asked on both subjects. And guess what? Haven't heard back. I've also reached out to Governor Ron DeSantis' office. Haven't heard back. So it's just one of the many, many issues here in the state of Florida. We pretend to be the land of the free. We pretend to be so bold and brave, but we're not. We have a conglomerate of weak politicians who'd rather protect themselves than protect the Constitution. Listen, if you don't want to go out there and defend Americans, don't run for these critical positions. And if you think, well, by standing silent on these issues, you're buying yourself immunity, I'm here to tell you, you're not. You're not buying yourself immunity. You're just buying yourself time. Now, moments after recording that segment, we heard back from Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody's office. Now, it's important to note this came after our deadline, but in order to be fair and balanced, we'll include it anyway, of course. It comes from her press secretary, this note, and the comment specifically, and it's strange because she's talking about journalists in this, but again, folks, the email was not about journalists. It was about Florida residents specifically, but she's saying that they find it disturbing to see the Biden administration pursuing criminal charges against journalists. However, the state of Florida does not have the legal authority to prosecute. The DOJ and 1983 civil actions are filed by private parties. And again, folks, we're not asking for her to prosecute. We're asking for there to be an investigation launched against these people. So sounds like we're not going to be getting that. But she knows specifically that, because like I just mentioned to you all, we're very sure, because we had people in the room telling us that she did have interest in going after the Department of Justice through an investigation. And then they go on to another question that I followed up with regarding the DOJ announcing their new federal red flag center that they have set up. And many of you know, we talked about it on this program, that one that I cited earlier is about the federal government going after law-abiding Americans and taking away their guns. We asked her specifically if she intends on filing any lawsuits. And of course, additionally, the Attorney General opposes the Biden administration trying to push gun policy on the states and any data collection on gun ownership by the federal government. But again, it doesn't say if she's going to be doing anything about that. Now, we also have to add to her reporting that Jeremy Brown, one of those Florida residents who was targeted by the DOJ and currently sits in prison right now, well, he actually reached out to Ashley Moody for assistance. Now, many of you recall he had his home raided by the FBI, and it was over misdemeanor offenses. Now, if you take a look at this letter, he reached out to Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody's office. And after sending that letter, the AG, the very next day, it looks like according to these notes, forwarded that letter to the FBI. Jeremy currently sits in prison for items that they claim that they found inside of his home. Now, if you ask any great legal mind, they'll tell you that Jeremy is a very unique story because, well, after Jeremy recorded the FBI trying to recruit him as an informant prior to January 6th, he released those recordings and then had his home raided. Now, it's interesting enough because, again, folks, he was only charged with misdemeanor offenses. That magistrate judge, of course, was a Washington, D.C. magistrate judge, and that warrant was signed and executed here in the state of Florida. So, again, folks, a magistrate judge from Washington, D.C. signed a warrant to have a home in Florida raided. If you ask any great legal mind, they'll tell you they haven't seen that before, especially or misdemeanors. So, although Ashley Moody's responding now to our report, doesn't really seem to be anything substantial. And if you enjoyed that interview, make sure you hit that subscribe button right now and make sure you turn on your notifications so you get updates whenever we go live. We've got tons of exclusive content coming out shortly, so make sure you're in the know. And well, if this is your first time watching or if this is something that you see regularly and you like to make a suggestion, leave us some feedback. We love your comments, so make sure you do so. And if you're looking to support our independent program, head over to supportbree.com. That's where you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly donor. You could pick any dollar amount you'd like. And we greatly appreciate it because it goes to supporting us and keeping our show on air. So again, folks, head over to supportbree.com. And that's where you go to support us directly. We'll be right back with much more. So I just finished unpacking my latest order from MyPillow. And there's so much to tell you guys about. The new MyPillow 2.0 line is incredible. And it's not just me. Gia and Giuseppe are also loving their MyPillow dog beds. Gia is so obsessed with it. She wants to eat on it, play on it. She literally never leaves her bed. She is loving the MyPillow dog beds, and I'm sure your pups at home would too. And it's just not that. My best friend Allie, I gifted her the new MyPillow slippers, and she's loving it. She describes it as walking on clouds. It's so incredible. So make sure you head over to MyPillow.com and secure up to 66% off. It's an incredible deal. Make sure you use promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. And you guys got to get there now once word gets out that these items are all on the market now. The updated ones, well, he's going to sell out quickly. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.